know the story of Gulliver's travels and how Gulliver went to Lilliput, the land of the little people. He seemed to them a giant. They tied him down. There was a cartoon depicting that scene. And one Lilliputian says to the others, either he's very big or we are very small. Well, of course, that was a made-up story. But the truest story that ever was involves God, who emptied himself and who came into the world as a very small baby. And yet he did not relinquish his eternal greatness. Pontius Pilate looked at Christ and wondered, is he really as big as I think he may be? But he refused to acknowledge that, because then he would have to admit that he himself was very small. It is only when we admit how small we are, by declaring how big Christ is, that we can inherit the eternal promise that Christ gives us. Jesus said, unless you become like little children, you cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. No one is bigger than God. And no one is smaller than the human being standing in the presence of God. But as soon as we declare the fact that he is holy, 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 then he raises us up to a stature which cannot be measured in terms of mere physical bigness. He doesn't make us big. He makes us greater than that. He makes us holy.